ओम शांति अव्यक्ति परिवार। आई थिंक दैट वॉट एवर वी वॉन्ट टू अटेन एंड वॉट एवर वी वॉन्ट टू डू एट कॉन्फ्रेंस एज इट रिक्वायर्स बाबाज ब्लेसिंग्स। एंड इन टूडेज मुरली बाबा टोल्ड अस हाउ टू गेट डबल ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम बाबा। So we all should experiment with that. And for double blessing, Baba said, you need balance. Balance between doing seva, but also remembrance of Baba. And Baba gave a very, very beautiful examples. One is that Shri Baba chose Brahma Baba, and so much service happened through Brahma Baba. So it's not Brahma Baba did that service, but Shri Baba, through Brahma Baba, spoke Murli and gave that power to Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba didn't know that he could do that, right? So Baba made Brahma Baba Nimit for that. And then Baba said also with Tadi Gulzar, I don't think she ever knew or mentioned or even thought about that so much service will be done through her chariot. She will be instrument for such avyakt sustenance. And when I read these two examples, then I was thinking, same was Mama was told that you will be Mama, your part is of Brahma Kumari Saraswati. And of course, then Baba do explain to us their qualities. Brahma Baba, of course, in the whole cycle, he played his part. But also in the present life, his values, his charitable nature, respecting gurus, so many things Baba mentioned were specialties in Brahma Baba's life. For Dadi Gulzar, Baba always says because she had accumulated a lot of power of mind, because she will not think unnecessarily. She thought very, very little. And some of the words which Baba is using today in Murli about that, it has already has happened. So for service, nothing is new. So Dadi Gulzar always, whenever we went with big plans, of course we thought it as a blessing, it's going to happen. It had happened before. Because Huai Pada hai, because it happened before, it's going to happen now. And that use the word nothing new. So even mentioning the qualities of instrument. But as Baba said, I am the one who made them instrument to do the service what they are doing. So internally, the remembrance in a way that whatever I am able to do is Baba is making happen through me. I really always felt that way, always. Because so many important types of service, even as a teenager, then in 20s and 30s, always something important for yagya. But I never felt I could do it, no way. I always, it's Baba. But then what can I do so that Baba can continuously make me instrument? That attention we have to give. So when Baba talks about double blessing, And remembrance, one is, of course, that I am the instrument and all that, everything what I am able to do, Baba is making it happen, right? That's something. So internally, there is this remembrance or awareness. But then Baba said there should be time for remembrance. No. Of course, everyone has so much to do, right? And we get it done, spending extra hour in our meetings, extra hour for planning. But what about extra hour for remembrance? And for that, when Baba said to be consistent in remembrance, it is important to have a unbroken link with Baba. So link, how do I create that link? So we all, I was sharing with some sessions during day that each one of us should have determination that few moments every hour, there should be proper remembrance so that the link every hour. It's very simple, but we do it, you know, in the sense of, yes, we just stop or we are in silence, but not necessarily proper remembrance. So if we do that every hour, I think that link will be there. You will feel it. So when the link is there, the love is there, then remembrance also will be there. So Vyakti Parivar, everyone will do what? Those few minutes, every hour, proper remembrance of Baba. Those who are taking this determination, can I see hands? Who would like to join in this campaign? Everyone? It's easy, and it will be then this whole internally desired and the thought, oh, I want Baba's remembrance consistent. So we experiment for a week, and then we will talk about it again on next Sunday to see how we did it. I thought it's very, very inspiring to think that way. And of course, when we do that, then two things which I really underline even for myself, that why there is, you know, kind of deep, not tiredness, but still like, you know, soul is not able to have that contentment. So one Baba said was that deeply within, what I want to do is not happening. I'm not able to do. Like good Amrit Vela. Properly, you wake up naturally. You sit as long as you sit. You are in remembrance of Baba. So that deep discontent is there of not having that good Amrit Vela. And also not to have remembrance, you know, whole day. So I'm not able to do, I want to do. But then there are certain things because there is lack of remembrance or early morning good Amrit Vela and also a lot of seva, then always there is seva. Then there is also internally, not internally, but then my interaction with others sometimes are more of reaction, you know, very quickly, you know, even if you control it, but you could know that the vibrations change very quickly. So we become sensitive over when we see the things not happening the way we want. So, and when overreaction is there, then we think differently, we say some things, which later on definitely there is realization that I shouldn't have done it. So that deep repentance also leaves a very subtle negative energy in me that I did something which I shouldn't have done, because it affects the relationships, could cause sorrow in someone. So both ways, what I am able to do, not able to do what I shouldn't be doing, is still happening. And so that is something I underline, that we all have to really look into that and pay attention. But also I was saying that explore in subtle regions what kind of equipment Baba has for recording. Baba said he does our recording properly of our chart of remembrance and seva. And he said, our equipment here has a lot of effect of, when there is good weather, if there is storm and wires are affected, then our internet doesn't work, right? So before our all equipments here of nature stop working, we should acquire, right, Baba's equipment. So we will have to go to Baba, go to subtle regions, and find out how that is working, how Baba is able to do recording. It's like, do they go in the space and do research? So we have to go to subtle regions, and then we do this, where it is, how it works. And Baba said both work through the light, but this light is from the nature elements. But that light is very different in subtle regions. So this way you will have the thought to go to subtle region or have Ru Rehan spiritual chit chat with Baba. Maybe he can tell you the secret and say, child, this is the way I do recording. This is my equipment. So let's see within 1 week if any one of you could come up with something. I think it will be really good for all of us. Then start using that, so that when we lose this one, you don't feel we have lost anything. We can still use our subtle equipment which Baba has, right? So that was very, very fascinating. So these are some of the points. We have to start doing it in practical and very timely. Murli, I know that some were sleeping at 12 because they couldn't finish. And last night, most of them tried to sleep at 11, because this new program for children had to start today. So it requires a lot of hours to go in details and get it started. And it did go well, very well today. And they were all Laukik children. So Baba said once in a while is all right, but not every night, right? So whatever directions Baba gave for remembrance, for seva, and not to be tired. Mind or intellect or body. And as service as a game for entertainment. But we get so kind of attached to service, right? And one of the things I in my life always have done, what Brahma Baba taught me, that I always delegate in the sense of that other one second one, third one, they all should be able to do it. So it's not I have to, you know. I remember one time, you know, in I was in Queens and Dadi Janki was coming. So at that time, you know, I used to make bread and cake. No one else knew, because that's what I learned when I came to the West, is to bake. So that day I baked, and Dadi Janki came and she said, "Oh, who made bread?" I shouldn't have said I made. "Oh, you are still making bread." What she meant, that no one else has learned by this time who could make, you know. So anything what I do, I always like 1, 2, 3. Everyone should know how to do it so that it can be done. It's kind of expansion, you know, and also not depending on one person for anything. So anyway, I think we got very timely, beautiful, simple ways which all should apply for 1 week, and then we will share it again. And I still feel that one is inculcating dharana of virtues, and other is experiencing those virtues from God. And that is what is about lovely in its stage. That more I am merged in Baba and I experience, and what I experience is the virtue. When I am merged in Baba's love, yes, I am unshakable, because I feel Baba is my companion, Baba with me. But also this deep silence. One is I plan and I want to observe silence. And we make silent as a separate subject than merging in God's love. So that could be silence of mind, silence of intellect. But the power of silence, and that power of silence is experienced when I am merged in Baba's love. You can try with both. That I am really, when I am merged in Baba's love, what is there? Silence. There are no thoughts, intellect, no reasoning. They are so deeply merged in love that what I experience is power of silence. I really, within these few days, had been getting more and more convinced that my qualities should come from God, not just my dharana. Because if it's only my dharana, there will be limit. But if it's coming from Baba as a godly virtue, not only a virtue, godly virtue changing then as a divine virtue in golden age. So I will again kind of say that we are using the word power, because that's not only a virtue, but also it's a power. So the practice or attention is merging in God's love. Amrit Vela, it can be again traffic control, just ocean of love. I am a loveful soul, so merging in God's love. And then what emerges are different powers. And they're not powers of Raj Yoga, they are powers from God's love. They are not just my, again, dharana, but that power is coming from God's love. I repeat it again and again so that you all also can start using this method. Anytime you want to experience any power, just go be with Baba for a moment. And that same power which is required in you, we are just mentioning the names, will emerge in you. Recently, very young person, not even in Gyan, but families in Gyan, went through some very bad accident. And the car was bashed and it was heavy car, all that. But this young person is saying, I felt so peaceful. I felt so peaceful in the sense of course, because he is not hurt, but because he was internally thinking of Baba, even if he is not in knowledge, but he keep hearing about Baba. So he wrote a good experience and kind of thanking Baba for it through his parents and grandparents are in Gyan. So that kind of experience of emerging Baba's love, thinking of Baba, becoming aware of Almighty Baba. As I mentioned a few times that all Dadis, I think in the beginning, the strength they had to do service without any resources, no place to live, no food to eat, nowhere, not knowing what they're doing. And they did so much. The way center started, even we all got spiritual birth because of their awareness and using the powers from God by saying, Almighty Baba is with me. Almighty Baba will take care. They never said Baba. They always said Almighty Baba. So when they say Almighty Baba, then automatically that power. So we have to be also like Dadis, no? Or combined form. I liked this, there was slogan, no? Just few days ago, I and my Baba is a combined form. So using these kind of words for Baba and reminding oneself increase the powers, bring the right kind of power at the right time. So we all have to experiment, practice that. And when we do it, then automatically we would want to do it more and more. So it will become very practical, very real, the presence of Baba in our life. So we call it merging in Baba's love. Om Shanti.